It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the web. And here we have Wanda and Tracy just straggling in, late as usual. Good morning, Tracy. Good morning, Wanda. Okay. Anyway. Something that really, really is bugging me. You know, this show is to help you, the people of Hawaii mainly, and whoever listens on the internet. Well, how do you bring the economy up in a city or state? You create more jobs, number one, right? Okay. We've lost so many functions like Hawaiian Open and stuff like that. We lost bowling alleys. I'm talking about bowling alleys. I have a person from the mainland here that has the money and is willing to build a bowling alley. But guess what? He has all these roadblocks. He's using his own money. City is not putting out a penny. But yet, they're putting roadblocks. He will bring pro bowler tours here. He will bring in money into the city. But we don't want it. I mean, the politicians don't want it. They're putting up red tape already.
Well, you should maybe take a percentage of the money he wants to put into it and maybe...
I don't know.
Do some barato envelopes underneath the table.
Tracy, I am just fed up with this. All this BS is not funny. One, they don't want ethanol. Ethanol will create 4,000 new jobs. The bowling alley, where seniors can go and hang out and spend time, exercise.
Well, you should also kind of reiterate what you were telling me before. It's not just a bowling alley. It's a tournament-size, yeah, PBA-sanctioned bowling alley.
Yeah, to bring money into right. the city. And I talked to this investor that he's going to build his own. And he has $9 million to build a bowling alley. $9 million. His own money. He's not looking for money from the city or the state. Okay? I talked to him about the Waikiki Grand Prix race.
Right.
He went bananas. He said, how come we're not doing it?
Well, people have been trying to do that since when Fassi was mayor. You know, every single administration since that time.
Like, it's because they don't know how. Yeah. You got to know how. And this guy agreed with me. It's not what you know, it's who you know
right.
to get it done. Okay? And he's surprised that we never even did it all these years.
Well, every time too, right? Every time you have a person with an idea, you get these people from the mainland who come into town, i.e. two super prees, right? And then they mess it up so bad that anytime you mention the two words Hawaii and race,
they don't want it.
It laughs. The laugh reverberates around the world.
Yep. And just to let you, the listeners, know, this guy is from the mainland. And he has been warned by his colleagues on the mainland not to do Hawaii because Hawaii is going to screw him over.
Well, we always have number one distinctions for the wrong reasons. The worst traffic in the country, the worst economics.
The
for
thing
business.
About Hawaii being not business friendly.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it with my own ears from this guy from the mainland that said he has second thoughts about this doing this bowling alley because He's been warned by people on the mainland, his friends, not to invest in Hawaii. Well, let's go to call.
We have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Well, the minute you started opening the show with that talk about how we can't even get a bowling alley built.
Yeah, too much red tape, Rob.
George, I started thinking, yeah, okay, but what about all those doggone gigantic storage buildings that dot the Oahu from out where I live all the way across town and all over the place?
Maybe they got palm grease.
Those big, ugly buildings, yeah?
Yep. That don't cater to seniors.
Right, and a bowling alley doesn't have a high profile or anything, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a nice, long, sleek-looking building.
Yeah. I don't know. How about ready to throw the towel in?
Boy, me too, George.
This is so frustrating.
It's just mind-blowing.
You're trying to give them money, and they're turning you away. What's up with that?
You know what it is? It's like being in an abusive relationship, George.
Yeah.
Can I leave it at that?
Yeah.
Let everybody chew on that and think about that?
We're being abused.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? The problem also becomes that, yeah, it's an abusive relationship, and we keep electing the same idiots in over and over again.
Because we like it.
Not me.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Thanks.
Oh,
I forgot to ask him if Congressman DeJoux had actually gotten back to him yet.
Oh, no, not yet.
So he's turning purple already. Yeah, he's beyond purple.
Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. And from what I got from the city council, told me that the mayor wants to build maintenance yard where we want to put the bowling alley.
Oh, you mean, well, it's not, it's now interim mayor, right?
No. Mufi.
Well, he's not the mayor anymore, but his projects are still...
He set it down so that the now interim mayor will follow the same plan.
Right. Which is kind of, I mean, there's a lot of politicians...
A maintenance yard doesn't bring in a penny.
It costs money.
Yeah.
Don't we have enough of them already?
I don't know. I'm flipping out. And did you see that story about the airport storage?
No.
Huh?
No.
This guy is leasing a building at the airport for $17,000 a month from the state, and he's leasing it back to the state for $77,000 a month. Hmm?
Wow.
Tracy, we're in the wrong business. We got to get into that.
It's better to be in than out.
Yeah. That's right. And you know, my friend, good friend, Doug Thorley, that makes headers, he told me, you know, George, if you want to get into office, you got to steal the people's money so that you're all over the news and they know your name. So when they go into the booth, they look, oh, George Nita, I heard that name. I'll vote for him.
Oh, speaking about these our elected officials, I mean, right after that guest you had on a few weeks back, he was in the news that following Monday, and now he's totally under investigation.
He's going to be mayor. Because people are going to see, hey, I know that name. I'm going to vote for him.
But it's for the wrong reasons, though. That's how come people know his name now.
But that's how it works. Doug Thorley is a multimillionaire, and I think he's right. And this investor that wants to build a bowling alley, we were talking about it yesterday. And he said, that's right. You go and be in the news for stealing people's money and all that, they'll vote for you. Now, as the second guy, this guy is a millionaire. These rich people know that's the way to get into office. Rip off the people big time, be a bad guy, be in the news all the time, and then they vote for you.
Get the bad publicity.
Yeah, they'll go in the booth and say, cheer. I don't know who to vote for. Oh, I know his name. Vote for him. See? So, anyway. So much for that. Let's get back to Automotive 101. Okay? It was just bugging me. I just I couldn't handle. Yesterday I was flipping out. I couldn't believe it. You're trying to give the city money and they don't want it.
So you did have the meeting then?
Huh?
You guys had the meeting then?
Yeah, I had the meeting. So anyway. Anyway, the benefits of ethanol, folks. The benefits are so much. And I think we need to do something soon. Because from what I, my information that I got, we are running out of oil.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That call I had last week about no premium gas, that is true. When they start running out of oil, the grade that they cut out is the one that sells the least. Now, it's a no-brainer. If you're running out of a product, you don't make something that doesn't sell.
Right.
You make something that is the hottest seller, and that's the cheapy gas. Okay? So, in less than 5 years, we're going to be without oil. Okay, folks? If I am wrong, it doesn't hurt. But if I am right, think about it. How will Hawaii survive with no oil? We'll have no electricity, no water, and most of all, no food. And if you want to leave, you can't leave. So, what's up? No water, no food, no fuel, or electricity.
Or revert to the way it was in the olden days.
No, because they could drink the river water. We can't drink the river water. It's polluted. So, what do we do?
Catchment.
You know, on the mainland, they don't have to worry about electricity because they don't use oil to make electricity. They're using water power.
Yeah, hydro.
Yeah, from the dams.
Right.
We don't have that. We're going to the windmill and use the windmill to pump water?
Right.
I don't think so. So, you know, like I said, it doesn't hurt to have a fire extinguisher in your house. You know?
I have three.
But if you don't have one and you have a fire, oh, big trouble.
Oh, yeah.
So if we have ethanol, it don't hurt. If we don't run out of oil, but if we do, good thing we had ethanol. We still can have electricity.
Right.
And we still can transport food to Hawaii. Okay? Like I was telling this person this morning, you know, if you look at the whole world, okay, think of it as world. Okay? And the whole world is out of oil. Do you think they're going to think about this little speck in the ocean called Hawaii? Heck no!
Right.
So what?
Well, the military's going to have it.
Yeah. But do you think they're going to worry about Hawaii?
Oh, no.
No, they're going to worry about the big country, the mainland.
The big rock.
Yeah. Asia, Europe. You know, we have to think and wake up, folks. It would be safe to have ethanol. It's like having a spare tire.
Oh, the drought preservations within the agriculture community would be preserved.
Yeah.
You know, or resurrected in many cases.
So, anyway, ethanol is good. There's a lot of negatives on it. And if people could think about it, Brazil has been on ethanol 100% for 45 years.
Oh, they're exporting it already.
Oh, yeah. And they have a reserve there for America, not Hawaii, in case we run out of oil. What about Hawaii?
It's always the contingent 48.
No, I got 50 million gallons on reserve. Oh, that's not for everybody. Okay, so anyway, give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. Okay. Never use your cruise control.
Why?
Don't be lazy. Because the cruise controls today do malfunction. They do malfunction. And if it's raining and you use the cruise control, you're going to encounter a problem trying to stop it. But cruise control is for lazy people. Don't be lazy. Back in the 50s, we threw that thing away. We use the foot. Okay? So use the foot. Don't be lazy. Everybody's being lazy. They want GPS. They want everything to do it for them. No. Do it yourself. They're going to come out with cars in the next 1 or 2 years that you push a button and the car will drive you home.
Wow.
Not for me. I don't think so. I drive my own. Anyway. So
hopefully
they'll
cut down on DUIs and things.
Yeah, but what if it malfunctions?
Well, you can always
you're
going to
be DUI anyway.
You can blame it on the car, right?
Yeah, but you'd be dead. No, no.
It's break time. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
She's real fine, my boy. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling Bob?
George?
Uh-oh.
I just want to say one thing.
Uh-oh, I got you revved up, huh?
No, before I get to the revved up part, that ethanol, I don't know what people are talking about. My Kia van is running like I'm in NASCAR. I know I'm going to get some speeding tickets because that thing is flying. I left your shop. I'm flying up H3. I'm thinking to myself, I'm barely pushing the gas. Why is everybody going slow? I'm doing like 80.
You like it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, folks, so you know what we're talking about. I got 2 gallons of ethanol added to my 18-gallon tank, and I filled it up, and that engine is purring. I mean, it is day and night. I could not believe it. And I know all the people that called in. I was the last person to get to test the ethanol. And by the way, for you people with the leaks and stuff, I looked under my hood and under the car. There's no gas leaking. No rubber hoses are falling off. I mean, the car runs better than it did when it was brand new. It's unbelievable. It's like day and night.
Now you're hooked, huh?
Yep. So I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Hey, but anyway, the other thing, too, is that, you know, you were talking about how they treat businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know a lot of people weren't happy about shipping the garbage, but it's the same pattern. You get a company, you get them to invest a lot of money, and obviously somebody is telling them it's going to work, and they get the permits, and what happens? They can't ship the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the super ferry. It's just like the other guy that came over with his boat, the like tourist boat thing. He had the boat platform. Same thing. You get, they get you here, and I'm going to tell you, because I know I'm going to put a big X on my back for this. You do all your under-the-table payments.
There you go.
You make all the people happy. You get all your permits. And as soon as you try to do the business, all of a sudden, oh, you can't do it. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
You know that phrase of unfriendly to business is all over America.
No, I can tell you that I know exactly what you're talking about, because I have a friend that's in business. I can't say his name, but this is what he told me as an example. If I could take a little extra minute here, because you'll enjoy this. He says, you go to Oregon, you go to Kentucky, you walk in a room and you tell them you want to build a new business there, and you want to hire 100 people. The people in the room all say, what can we do to help you? How can we make this happen? He says, you come to Hawaii, they come in and they ask for, oh, do you have this permit? Did you get that? Did you get this? Did you pay for this? Did you pay for that? They never approach it, what can we do to get you to come here?
That's right.
And, you know, like you said, the racing, you know, all these examples, who's going to bring a big company here that could employ a lot of people? Because like you say, a racetrack or even a bowling alley, you're going to employ, what, 300-400 people?
You employ people.
Yeah, if you have
most of
all,
you bring tournaments here.
Exactly. And when you bring tournaments,
that's money.
It's just like, you know, but all they want here is golf.
Yeah, right.
And it's disappearing. Golf
exactly.
is disappearing. Sponsors are going, Sony, everything, you know,
because,
they're all leaving.
Because they get here and they get screwed. Pardon my friend.
All right.
Because
yep.
everything is...
Okay, Bob.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, take care of you. See, look. Oh, man. My like, car is revved up. I'm revved up. Okay. On that note, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Oh, boy.
He forgot his catchphrase.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi, Lawrence.
Oh, hi, George. Question one. The E3 spark plugs, I see they advertise when I watch the sports channel, the drag races.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just talk? Junk?
Junk.
Junk. Okay, just stick with what you have, yeah?
Autoline.
I find that CRC silicone spray.
Use Amsoil.
Amsoil.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have to call up
Mario. Yeah. Okay, who's next?
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Who that?
Hey, George.
Hey.
Hey, got another ethanol story to tell you. Last night, Laurie, Sam, and I had to go to New Hope Church at Stan Sheriff Center. So because we had to catch the freeway to go back to East Honolulu, on the Papialani board on-ramp eastbound. I said, okay, you guys, now watch this. As I'm flooring that gas, I said, you watch now. It's not going to redline. Before it even gets to 5 grand, it's going to drop. And that's exactly what happens. I kept telling Laurie and Sam, see? So George is right about that ethanol. If you had used straight gas, it would have hit, it would have gone beyond the 5 grand mark, almost to the red line. But you see, the ethanol won't allow your car to redline. Which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your gas mileage?
The gas mileage, yeah. I've been getting a solid 21 to 22 miles per gallon. Straight gasoline would read me only between 17 to 18.8 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, no. There,
but do you have more power?
Yeah. Not only is it giving you more power, but you do. I mean, it's two things. You're getting better gas mileage, but even okay, say that if I couldn't get like even to like 20-21 miles per gallon. My other concern is because our gasoline quality is so poor, you need that ethanol to keep your octane up to about a 90 plus level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like other than more than a perk, it's more of a necessity than a perk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps your injectors clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, what about that octane boost from AMSOIL? Do you recommend it?
No.
Okay. So, that's just another one of those gigs.
On the cruise control again, I recommend disconnecting it. So if you have a problem, it won't just floorboard the car. Okay, check your tires for cracks. A lot of tires are coming across as cracks, weather cracks. When the cracks get bigger, change the tires because we're finding a lot of tires exploding on the road. They're made in China.
Like you're also saying too, right? The shipments of tires that come over here to Hawaii
they're already old.
Old, yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, be careful on those tires. A lot of people are getting into accidents because of the tires, and a lot of people are getting run over because you have no lights on. It don't hurt to leave your lights on, you know, but not when you're parked. Okay. The lights on when you're driving. Okay. Anyway. Talking about the racetrack, do you think we're going to have a racetrack, Tracy?
We'll see.
You think so?
We'll see. Like, I'm an optimist. You're a pessimist when it comes to this particular subject.
You know, I'm talking from experience from the 50s. Extended warranties, if you take care of your car and use the good stuff, oil, gas, and all that, mm-hmm. you're wasting your money on extended warranty.
Okay.
Because if you read the fine print, they have all kind of restrictions. Mm-hmm. And if you think about this now, if you were to start a company doing extended warranty, the extended warranty runs about $1,200, right? Okay, let's round it up to 1,000. Make it easy. Okay? And you go out and you sell this extended warranty to 1,000 people for 1,000 apiece, right? You take that money, you put it in investments or bank, and the interest alone will pay for whatever breaks down, right? And you still got the principal. You walk away from that whole deal a millionaire. You see?
Oh, money maker then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, got to remember, the human race has, they don't have your best interest at heart. Mm-hmm. They have your wallet at heart.
Oh, I see. One more question.
Okay.
You said, how does the Bosch Platinum plugs at the four-prong compare to the Autolite?
The Bosch has high resistance and the voltage is cut down. The spark is very tiny and the performance is lousy.
Mm. Also, you're wasting money on that too.
Yeah. I would go with the Autolite Racing or the Autolite Extra Performance.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, really, by the way, I really love this show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
Are both of those plugs that you just recommended, this gentleman, are they both Iridiums?
Only the XP is Iridium.
That's the racing plug.
The racing plug is regular. The racing plug does put out more power, and better fuel economy than the XP.
Than the Iridium plugs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, who's next?
We have Bill from Kailua.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, talking about ethanol in generators, you said it's all right if it's a four-stroke, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And how much hours can 1 gallon run according to your experience?
1 gallon, our experience ran 8 hours and used half a tank.
And that's how much gallons in half a tank, roughly?
1 gallon.
Or a gallon.
Half a gallon.
And it ran for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Compared to gas, you'd use like 3 or 4 gallons?
3 gallons.
Or 3 gallons compared to like one.
Yeah.
Okay, and nothing you can see that the ethanol would damage any part of the generator.
No, I have ethanol in a plastic clear bottle right now, and it's been in there since January. And I have rubber hoses, I have plastic pieces in there, I have a steel bolt, and everything is not corroding. The rubber hose is just like off the store, nothing eaten away. The plastic bottle is fine. You see, if the ethanol is like all these people are saying, it eats rubber and plastic and everything, ethanol is whiskey. If whiskey ate plastic and rubber, what would happen when you drank it? You did, because it would eat your stomach up.
Okay, and you're saying, you know when you your brake fluid should be changed once a year?
Every 2 years.
Or every 2 years, because you say that it gets contaminated.
Right.
And then it loses its, like, its structure?
No. You see, when it gets moisture in it,
right,
the boiling point drops.
Oh, okay.
So when you get into a panic situation and you have to hold the brakes, it'll heat up and cause air bubbles in the fluid and drop the pedal to the floor.
Oh, okay. Like a safety issue.
Yeah.
And how much do you charge just to change the brake fluid?
About 160.
Okay. And it should be completely flushed out. And
put Yeah. We have a machine that takes everything out.
Oh, okay.
And we put in the dot 4 instead of the dot 3.
Oh, the dot 4, and what is the difference?
Higher boiling point.
Oh, okay, then the 3, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you're used to putting in the 3, yeah?
Yeah, they want you to use the 3 so you get into an accident.
And they can make more money off.
Yeah.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have George of the Jungle on the line.
Who's that George of the Jungle?
Hey, I watch out for trees.
Watch out for the tree, George.
Especially, I'm like you, George. No bubbles, because when you want to hit them brakes, you want them to work.
That's right.
I mean, you know, I've had bubbles in there when you've had a very soft pedal after that.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't good.
That's
anyway,
right.
Just to let you know, since we talked last week, close to 100 people have signed up for the Nifty 60 Oldies Bash.
Wow.
Yeah, we're moving along. You know, as I told you before, October 1st at the Pacific Beach Hotel, Grand Ballroom Hotel. Plus, I ran into Tom Moffat this week, and he told me I'll be there that night, so we'll be having a lot of fun, especially mm-hmm. with the fabulous Woody spinning 45s. And people can go to our website, www.nifty50s and 60s oldies bash 2010.
George, I think you got to explain to them what this is all about. A lot of people confused.
This is at least 22 high schools in the state of Hawaii, starting with all the way from 1951 and into the 60s and 70s, we get together. This is our fourth year that we play rock and roll music from the 50s and 60s, and we enjoy ourselves, and we have a good buffet dinner, and it costs $55 to come to. And if you don't, like some of the old guys don't have computers and all, you can call my good friend Wendell Kwan at 239-5360. And he'll tell you how to get a form to fill out. And one of the people that we help out with this thing is the Honolulu Food Bank. We ask every one of our guests to bring at least one canned good that night to help the Honolulu Food Bank out.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
or they can call me and I have the blanks so they can fill out.
And you have the blanks over there you can fill out, and I'd be glad to bring more blanks to your shop during the week.
Okay.
Because, but the only problem is when I show up at your shop, then your productivity falls off because you and I talk about the old days.
That's okay. It's fun to talk about the old days.
Yeah. But anyway, I just wanted to remind people, don't forget, please come and enjoy yourself on October 1st. And either call George at his number or call Wendell Kwan at 239-5360.
Right.
And have a
and
nice
it's evening. A lot of fun.
Yes, because tonight I'm going to a place that I haven't been to. Remember Water Tanks out in Waihewa?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to pass by there on my way to the Haleiwa Bond Dance this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going out to the Haleiwa Bond Dance, enjoy ourselves, and see if we can. I can see if I can get my left leg and right leg in the right position.
And you're going to burn some rubber by the water tank.
Well, you know, we've changed. See, I've given up the 8-cylinder for a 4-cylinder.
Ah, Judge, you're getting old.
I know. I'm getting old. But anyway, enjoy the weekend. I'll be enjoying the food at the Haleiwa Bond Dance.
Okay.
Hey,
thanks,
have a
Judge.
Good one. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, that thing. That
water tanks. What is that? That's an old place where you guys used to go to race before.
Yeah,
like I remember, like the ones called like steel mills.
Yeah,
and all of that
exactly.
Stuff. Right.
Yeah,
the legends.
Yeah, and this reunion thing is like everybody that graduated in the 50s and the 60s.
Right.
No matter what school, yeah, this is like a sort of like a grand reunion.
Right.
And George and Wendell have them all set up real good. When you register early, they set you on the tables that you graduated from.
Oh, you mean the school-wise? Or
Like if you graduated from Lelehua,
right.
You'd be set on the Lelehua table, so you get to see all the grads from 50s and 60s on those tables. And I don't know what happened to McKinley. They had a small little table.
Shouldn't I bought McKinley?
And Lelehua had the biggest.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. And this poor guy came from Osaka, Japan. He had no table. It's open to anybody.
Right.
Yeah? So, is that time already?
Is that time?
Oh. Anyway, it's open to anybody. So, we get people from all over coming.
That's cool.
Anyway. Thanks, Tracy, for coming in.
Thanks, George, and I'll let your listeners know how the ethanol in a tank goes.
Okay. And those that call in, mahalo for calling in. That's what makes the show. It's boring to hear me talk. Anyway, take care of each other, folks. And please, try to save Hawaii. Keep it nice and beautiful, as it should be. And take care of each other, and see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
HNR.